Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Sponsored by the Richard Decato Companies. You need some mortgage stuff done, some refi, some home equity lines of credit. You need to buy or sell or do whatever with a house, call Richard Decato. Just go to his website, homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com. Or if you're from my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, Richard.
Richard.
Homewithrichard.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We couldn't play this video in the regular old morning show, this audio from a video, because it's not as good without some of the cussing.
Okay. Love it.
It's a video of a guy who's out in the pasture, and he is standing beside his side-by-side, they call them, like a Polaris thing, and there's a bull that is all up on him in his business, and then he gets into it with the bull. And here's how that went. And he ends up winning the argument, and the bull walks away. So you'll know what's happening in the video when he says whatever.
All right. Taterbug is trying to be a dick, you know?
Yeah, Taterbug is the, I forgot that part. Taterbug is the bull's name.
Okay.
Taterbug is trying to be a dick. Get off my goddamn side beside you, son of a bitch. Come on, you son of a bitch. I'll fight you today. Come on. Back up. You better back up. Mother. That's what I thought. Walk off. Liberal.
Called him the B word and then liberal.
Liberal.
I think that guy's Southern.
Yeah, something about it.
Taterbug.
Taterbug.
I'm calling somebody Taterbug.
Taterbug.
Taterbug, you son of a bitch. Mm. Get off my damn side by side. That's right. Walk off, P word. Liberal.
Liberal. Yeah. I wonder if I could just isolate that from my liberal political podcast. Just like you hit it every now and then.
Liberal.
Liberal.
Let's see.
Liberal.
No, that's plenty clean. Yeah.
L-I-B-R-U-L. Liberal.
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 Damn. Man, that bull would wear him out if it decided to.
Yeah.
I recently saw, I got into one of those YouTube little rabbit holes of people at rodeos. Was it Ocho Cinco that tried to ride the bull? Who was it? It's a former NFL wide receiver tried to ride a bull recently. Anyway, that's what started me. He was on there, no kidding. I think they said 0.08 seconds. He didn't make it a full second. And he was, I don't know the backstory, but he was clearly terrified when he got on the bull, as he should have been, as I would have been.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it came out, and that thing came out of the chute, spun, and it just launched him right off. He just took off. But as the minute he hit the ground, like, feet were already moving, like, trying to run before he hit the ground. Like, as soon as I hit, I would be moving at a high rate of speed. But then I went down the rabbit hole of bulls and got into those where, the bull jumps the wall or gets over the wall into the fence, into the crowd.
Starts goring people.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, some people say that bull riders these days are soft because they wear those vests and helmets.
Yeah, because they don't want to be crippled and everything for the rest of their life. They're so soft.
Liberals.
Yeah. Ace, what do you think about those, what do they call them, those extra helmets that players are wearing on top of their helmets? What do you call those?
I think they make sense. I mean, they're trying to cut down, I don't know what they're called, but they're trying to cut
down.
Crowns
or something?
Yeah, trying to cut down on any kind of head injuries during. You know,
well, now they allow one person to wear them during the game.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. So what's the purpose of that? Why does only one person get to?
Yeah.
Like, if you're hurt or something?
I wonder if that's somebody who's had a history of head injuries and they're trying to prevent it or something. I don't know.
But they look stupid.
They do look stupid. They look stupid. But I don't know. I mean,
liberals.
Yeah, that's liberals. It's a helmet on top of their regular
it's
helmet?
It's a foam kind of helmet that goes on top of their regular helmet. They look ridiculous. But it's probably, it probably doesn't help, you know, cushion anything. It's just to get the people off their butts who are talking about concussions and stuff. The people who are trying to take football away, football canceled.
I just, one of my favorite things is that video. It's been around for years. I think it came out in 2017 or 2018, where they show the opening to, it's like the 1977 opening to CBS, NFL Today on CBS.
And all the hits would be illegal.
And they show that, I think it's like, of the 10 hits they show, 8 of them would get you thrown out of the game today.
Yeah.
And then they were just totally legal.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't even get a penalty flag.
Yeah, that was back when it was a men's sport.
You know, they show.
They ought to just put them in jersey dresses now. They're bigger, stronger, and faster than ever before, but they're also, you know, wearing bubble wrap and can't get dirty. Mom said, I can't get dirty today.
And the teams that played on AstroTurf then, they might as well just...
It was concrete.
They might as well just painted an asphalt parking lot with mm-hmm. numbers and lines, because that stuff is hard.
Yeah, I played on that shit when I was in high school. And yeah, it was nothing but, it was like if you walk out on somebody's patio and they have indoor-outdoor carpet on
it.
You know, just that one layer.
Are all fields grass now?
No.
Mm-hmm. They're not.
They're either grass or that fake it looks like turf that looks like grass.
Which I wish I had in my yard.
Yeah, my brother put that down in his backyard.
Yeah, but it's spectacular, isn't it?
Until you got to go pick up the dog crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then treat it with chemicals, and it's a big pain in the ass.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, but TJ didn't have a dog, so it'd be perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great to have, though. You don't have to mow it. It always looks spectacular.
And people go, but it gets really hot, though. Well, when I'm not walking out in the yard with
bare feet. I didn't think about that. Oh, I am, son. I don't do it now.
A glass of tea in your hand.
Focus on getting a yard first.
Yeah, I mean a yard.
And you can...
Maybe I'll get a yard, then I'll worry about what to do with the AstroTurf.
It's so expensive, though. I think it's cheaper to have nice grass sod put on your yard than that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I found out how much sod is, and it's super expensive, too. Yeah. Just get pre-grown grass.
With this kind, you don't have to pay people to mow it, or you don't have to buy lawn mowing equipment and mow it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. All you got to do is put those little black pellets down to keep the... That keeps the blades up to make it look like real grass.
Can you paint that stuff? When Cade was little, for years, every year, he and I would get a chalk line, we'd chalk him out a football field in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. We had a great time doing that. Could you do that now and it would wash off?
Yeah, chalk would.
Yeah.
But paint probably. Paint it'd be probably a different. Wouldn't. Yeah. Little friend Jenny's field out of her facility is that stuff.
It's love it.
A high grade of that artificial turf. But I would want it to look more like fescue. I need it to look kind of like fescue. Maybe fescue in the back, St. Augustine in the front. I don't know. Mine's pretty green right now, though, because clover's green as hell. That's all I got. It's almost like I planted clover.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They come around hours. You know, I live in a townhouse. Every Monday, they mow and blow the community, and it takes hours. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the hell takes them so long. I don't know what takes them so long.
I mean, the mowing doesn't take that long, but by the time you blow everybody in the community... I could see where that would be pretty time consuming.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.